And your name is?
I'm Jeremy Thoman.
Okay, and your organization?
I run Stage 2. We're a marketing agency and incubator in San Francisco.
Okay, and you're here as part of this conference, Growth Conference. And tell me a little bit why you're here.
So I'm explicitly here for the Grow Conference, emceeing and moderating for the day. I do a lot of moderating with the Dealmaker Media events in San Francisco, and so the opportunity to come do one here in Vancouver, being a Canadian, it's just kind of this nice synergy, do what I love doing at a place I love doing it, supporting entrepreneurs who I think really need that that help with the U.S. tech scene.
Maybe give me a little bit of your background, since you just said you're Canadian, in terms of you getting from here or wherever in Canada to San Francisco.
So I'm from Montreal originally, which of course means go Habs. I moved when I was actually a kid to the States, starting with Albuquerque, New Mexico. I went to college at Carnegie Mellon in Pittsburgh and came right after school to San Francisco to join the kind of vibrant tech scene back in the late 90s. I've had a few startups, some great, some not so great, as everybody. Most prominent would be Sling Media, the Slingbox. I was very early stage of the company, responsible for building the product experience and all the social media marketing. I left the firm in 06 and started Stage 2. We are basically a marketing consultancy helping companies build amazing products, market those products, and understand social media and PR impacts of those products. And that's what we do today.
So how does your experience as an entrepreneur, you mentioned, translate into Stage 2's work?
Sure. You know, funny enough, before starting Stage 2, I was one of those guys who would never hire consultants. I always felt it was kind of you spending a ton of money and maybe a value, but oftentimes you don't. And that was obviously a broad generalization. For me, when starting Stage 2, I think what I brought to the table that is so different is I've built so many products. I've been involved in, you know, half dozen startups. I personally built over 20 products. And so I've done the sleepless nights and the blood, sweat, and tears that it takes. And so I bring that to the companies that I work with who all really need that kind of help. You know, and I've learned a lot through that experience.
So are the companies that you're working with, are they also like small business entrepreneurs, or are they bigger companies? Are they local, or are they international, or even from Canada?
Yes, yes, and yes. We work with companies literally all over the world. We work with tiny startups. Literally, I think our smallest company right now is 3 people. Our biggest is a Fortune 500, and that's always true. We're always all over the map. Love working with entrepreneurs. Love getting early stage where, you know, people have a vision or a technology being built, but the product's not done, and we get the opportunity to really help take great product concepts and turn them into great product experiences. With regards to regionality, obviously a lot of Bay Area companies, but we've worked with companies in New York City, Hong Kong, Australia, and of course Canada. We're working right now with a company in Calgary, another one in Montreal.
So I see you have a C100 badge on, so are you part of that group as well?
I am. I'm part of the organizing committee for the C100, helping out obviously on the marketing side of things. I've done a few mentoring events, which have been great. Gone to the launch event and plan to stay involved, helping really bridge that gap of Canadian entrepreneurial society and Silicon Valley entrepreneurial society.
So in the time that you've sort of been involved, either entrepreneur or in the marketing, is there a closer tie to Canada now, or more or less? How would you describe the evolution?
I would say things are moving fast. I would say that today, you know, people, there's still a big bridge that we all have to close that gap, but I think it's closing faster and faster. I think it's one of these things like it's falling down the mountain. It's just accelerating, you know, every day. And I think the opportunities now for Canadian entrepreneurs are unlike what they've ever been in the past.
And is there anything that you are thinking of catching today or that you have seen that you think is mentionable?
I thought the morning's presentation by the mayor, followed up by Dave McClure, who's a well-known angel in Silicon Valley, was really an awesome juxtaposition of here's government and here's entrepreneurial spirit all at the same time, really talking the same talk. That was just a great way to start the morning.